It is time now for the Coast to Coast Close-Up. My name is Matt Ryan, joined on the phone right now by Robert Goss. Robert, thanks for your time. How you doing?
Doing pretty okay for a Thursday, Matt. How are you?
I am doing well, Robert. I want to ask you about your new tune, Drink 'Em If You Got 'Em. This is a great song. Been listening to this one. Can you tell us a little bit about your new one, kind of how that one came to be written?
That one came to be written by Buddy Owens, Monty Holmes, and Timothy Baker out of the States. That song was actually pitched to me from the Gord Bamford camp, which I'm extremely thankful for. Dave Temple from Music Center Canada, MCC Recording Studios there, reached out to Gordon the gang and was, we were hunting for something new, something honky-tonk, something fresh.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what we ended up with.
That's really cool. So I like kind of hearing about that process. So when a song gets pitched to you or you get some songs that are sent your way, do you know pretty quickly once you've listened to it, kind of this is a song that you'd like to record? How does that process work? Do you know pretty quickly?
100%. Well, you'll get a list of songs. Like I ended up getting some tunes from Aaron Goodman as well. A couple of these opportunities opened up from opening up for Aaron Goodman and Gord Bamford at the Ranchman's grand reopening.
Yeah.
But when they, sorry, I kind of went off side there, but when they send you the songs, you'll know, these are ideas and thoughts of other people. So trying to find the song that reaches out to you and speaks to you is difficult because you want to be, performing songs that reflect something from your inner self. And this one definitely does because it's a party drinking song. It speaks to Albertans because of the, thanking God for the farmers with the lyrics in the second verse, right down to the brewers and the brewsters that are, mm-hmm. that are making the booze. So this one definitely did. It was upbeat. It was honky tonk and it was right in my wheelhouse.
Love it. Awesome. Again, joined right now by Robert Goss. Robert, what's kind of the rest of this year looking like for you here in 2022? Are you playing some live shows? You have shows on the way. What's kind of this year looking like for you?
We got right now is rebooking time for after the silly season, I like to call it. Festival season just wound down. Stampede wound down. We come off of a super busy year. It was mind blowing the last 2 months. So now it's regroup, rebook. We'll be playing at the Ranchman's for sure. We've got some shows coming up at Big Al's Bar and Grill in Calgary. It's definitely, things are going to start moving real fast.
And, with coming up, next month, the CCMAs are in Calgary. Are you going to be hanging about and just right in your backyard, right, Robert?
Absolutely. We are going. This will be my first one that we're attending. So I'm bringing my hot wife, my hot date, which is my wife. We're going to be hanging out with the MCC crew. The gal and the dinner on a Saturday. We can't wait for that one.
Mm-hmm. No, that's going to be cool. CCMA is right around the corner. Robert, before I let you go, I am curious about, you said you've been busy playing a lot of live shows. When you are playing like a brand new song for the first time, like Drink 'Em If You Got 'Em, what are those emotions like for you playing a new song for the first time? Nervous, excitement? What's the kind of the emotions like for you?
Full on excitement for me right now. And the song come out of the gate, kind of kicked doors open, I think, with this new, old school 90s honky tonk that's coming back. Every day I think, that we're not going to hear nothing from it. And 3 days in a row now, we've been the top download for the DMDS across Canada. Today was we were in a third spot in the top five, which was unbelievable. It's actually exceeding my expectations. I knew it was a good song and all that kind of stuff, but you never really know until people get their ear on it. And we're tons of positive feedback, so we're really excited.
Awesome. Congratulations on that. It is an awesome song, and I really appreciate you taking some time to chat today. I wish you all the best, and I'm sure we'll catch up down the road. Thank you so much.
Thank you.